Edina County Fair. If you're in the area, stop by and say hi. We are in the community center, and we've got Mark Wise with us right now from Steer Bucks Coffee, one of the more creative and more interesting names I think I've ever heard for a place that serves coffee. That is absolutely fantastic. Mark, first and foremost, thanks for spending some time with us here. Tell us all about how you guys came up with that name. I've got an idea, but I want you to tell that story.
Well, thanks for having me. Both of us, we as partners in the business, and we both had other businesses that we promoted to county fairs. And we were talking over having two very bad cups of coffee if good coffee would sell at a county fair. And I said, well, yeah, it'll definitely sell, but you got to have a great name. And my partner, Eric, sat back for a minute and he said, Steer Bucks. I said, wow, that's killer. Yeah, let's go with Steer Bucks. I mean, because that's what little steers do, right? They buck.
Outstanding. I'll tell you what. I mean, when Cindy Breida brought her cup over, I thought, that's a really awesome name. So she showed me this cup of iced coffee, which I would imagine is probably a killer for you guys at a county fair when it's warm outside. Nothing better than a big old cup of iced coffee from Steer Bucks.
Absolutely. The iced coffee flies off the shelves. Actually, the hot coffee goes, you'd be shocked at how many people drink hot coffee on a hot day. Said it cools them down.
It cools them down?
That's what they say.
Huh. How do you figure that works? I mean, iced coffee is what
I know the science by. He just sells it, right?
All right, fair enough. I mean, you're not going to complain as long as people are buying it. I get that. See, for me, in the summertime, and I love coffee, man, I'll drink all different kinds of coffee, but in the summertime, I sweat when it's 50 degrees outside, so I've got to go with iced coffee. That's just how I roll, but it's amazing how coffee really, over the course of the last 10, 15 years, has really picked up. It's like people look at beers from 10, 15 years ago. They say now there's like 800 different kinds of beers. And I feel like coffee is a lot of the same way, right? Because now you've got so many different kinds of coffees to choose from. How long have you guys been around?
You know what? We've been doing this for about 8 years now. And what you were saying about the coffee taking off, you can kind of blame it on some fast food restaurants. It introduced certain cafes, and it kind of introduced the public to introduce their palate to good coffee and different ways to drink coffee. And I think it really made the industry take off.
Sure. Well, you guys are at the Medina County Fair, but where are you guys located exactly?
You know what? We're out of Portage County, Randolph to be exact. It's a tiny little town, two stoplights, so don't blink when you go through. But we're not brick and mortar. We simply do concessions and, family business. So
that's fascinating business to get into. As you mentioned, you've been working the fairs. But when you get into the coffee game, I'd imagine that has to be a learning process for you guys as well, with all the drinks that people know of out there now and learning what those recipes are.
We spent probably a year and a half to 2 years researching coffee and coffee drinks, different ways to drink it. We still get surprised, but the public is educated now. They know what they want. They know how it's prepared, and if somebody stumps us, I'm not too proud to ask. So,
certainly, what was one of the hardest things about getting started? Was it that?
You know what? Developing an LLC, a trademark, and everything—that was probably the most difficult part. Getting that off the ground, getting that started. Coming up with interesting names for the drinks, Redneck Mocha, Cowboy Latte. we wanted to stick with our brand. So, you know, that just those things were time consuming.
Who comes up with those names?
We've got a decent sense of humor and too much time on our hands. So we just bat things back and forth off each other, and whatever comes out, comes out.
Mark, please run through some of those names. You gave us just the tip of the iceberg there. Redneck Mocha, that's I want to hear all the names. That sounds awesome.
Right now it's the Redneck Mocha, Cowboy Latte, Cowboy Caramel Latte. There's a Rusty Redneck. And for this fair, that's pretty much it. And then we do combinations off of those. We do offer something that... we jack up any drink that you want. You can get a jacked up Redneck. You can get a jacked up Cowboy. You can get a hot jacked up redneck if you want. So you just add jacked up to it. It's like getting a double shot of espresso. Yeah. That's us. That's kind of how we roll.
I don't mean to be mean to the Pot Coffee people up there, but it always seems sort of hoity-toity when you go in. You have to learn a second language to order your cup of coffee. Seems like you guys approach it from an opposite angle on that.
We stood in coffee lines, and we didn't know whether to say large or extra large, or use the slogan, or half calf, or this or that.
Yeah.
So we simplified it.
I like that. Mark Wise of Steer Bucks Coffee, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, coming at you live for the Medina County Fair. If our listeners are coming down to the fair, where are you guys located? Where can they find Steer Bucks Coffee here?
If you are headed to the restrooms on the back midway, we are diagonal from the restrooms, and everybody needs to use those, so you'll find us.
See, that's a good location, man, because you're right. At some point when you go to the fair, if you're enjoying the fair like everybody does, at some point you got to make a pit stop. So
that's
you're
right.
Conveniently located. Plus, it worked out well for this question because you knew exactly where to send people, right? So that it worked out extraordinarily well. I'm looking at your shirt right now. I love that logo. I love that logo because you kind of think about, look, if a steer or a buck ever had a cup of coffee, they'd have a gigantic smile on their face, much like I'm looking at right now with that logo. How'd that logo come about? Who designed that for you?
I did the original drawing on it, and I have a laser business, so I have digital artwork and stuff like that I do. The logo that's actually on my hat, there's a gentleman in Hawaii who is actually the right arm of Elmo, does all the drawing for Elmo.
Wow.
And he actually redid the drawing so that we could trademark it. And, so Elmo drew our logo.
My child will be thrilled. I met somebody who knows Elmo's right arm. I'm going to be the greatest dad ever after this one.
Well, what's the connection there? How do you guys know each other? You guys childhood friends? Or
no, actually, there's three of us in the business together, and one of them is actually a physical therapist in Hawaii. And Elmo's right arm got injured, and he came in, and the partner actually had the shirt on, and he loved it, and he wanted to know if we ever needed any help. You know, hey, we'll help you out. And he took it and ran with it and gave us our trademark logo, basically.
And mentioned a partner in Hawaii. Are you guys pretty much just in Ohio, or are you kind of spread out?
Just in Ohio.
All
right,
I'm just curious.
Just in Ohio.
You guys sell merchandise, too?
Yes, we do.
I mean, that hat is outstanding. I love that logo, man.
Cool.
That logo, I mean, it fits so well with what you guys are trying to do, and the slogan on the shirt is, we got kick.
We got kick.
I mean, whoever put that marketing design for you guys deserves an A+, man. That's absolutely fantastic. Well, are you guys online at all? Do you guys have a website where folks can go to find out more about what you do?
You know what? I'm not the tech guy, but we are on Facebook. We're on Twitter and Instagram as well. And we do have a Facebook store where you can purchase hats and shirts.
Very nice. Steer Bucks Coffee. I mean, when Cindy walked over with that cup, I thought, wait a minute, there's actually a place called Steer Bucks Coffee here? She said, oh, yeah, he's going to come on the show, too. So it was awesome to have you on the show here, Mark. Thanks for spending some time with us, and best of luck to you guys throughout the rest of the fair here, too. Hopefully, folks, no matter how warm it is, continue to order those cups of hot coffee.
That's right. Thank you.
No problem.
All righty, time to take